Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, kids can bring home all sorts of things from school. And the first thing I get our kids to do when they come home, I'm like, wash your hands and go use the bathroom.
Yeah, because that's the thing they seem to bring home most besides homework is sickness.
Yeah, well, they had a survey, asked parents to name the worst injury or bug their kids can come home with from school.
My kids came home with something that was horrible one time.
Okay.
It's called Common Core. Oh, my gosh. It made us all sick.
I bet.
Man, my niece is dealing with that right now. My father is a scientist at NASA. He was literally a rocket scientist. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he's trying to help his granddaughter, my niece, to do her math homework.
Yeah.
And this is a guy who built rockets for a living.
I know.
And he couldn't do it the way the school wanted them to do it. And he got so frustrated because he's like, why should she have to learn it the stupid way whenever we can teach her the normal way of doing math? I mean, this is just math.
Yeah, like, don't change it up.
And here's the big fat lie they tell you. I won't take all of your time.
Yeah.
But they tell you, oh, Common Core is not a way you have to do it. It's just a set of standards, but they can... No, the way it works in school is your kids have to do it the way the teacher told them or it doesn't count.
Okay.
And that's a load of crap. I would not put up with it. And you guys should march and protest.
Well, that was not mentioned.
I'm going to protest by not having kids, Tom.
Okay. There you go.
There you go.
All right, here's worst injury or bug that your kid can come home with. They say pink eye.
Ooh. You know how you get pink eye?
Yeah.
From feces getting in your eyeball.
When I was little, someone said you look at a cow's eye because cows get pink eye. A lot of farmers deal with that.
Oh, well, you were looking at the wrong part of the cow with your eye.
Yeah.
And you got too close.
I got brown eye. That was a totally different thing.
Ugh.
Okay, they say the flu is something the kids come home from school with.
Yep.
Yeah. Now, experts are predicting another nasty flu season this year. And, you know, they like every year it's always a nasty flu season.
Yeah.
It never is like a nice flu season or a pleasant flu season or, you know, a dainty flu season. It's always got to be a nasty flu season, right, Heidi?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's like how they always say, oh, you know, he was suffering with so-and-so, as if there was the option to maybe enjoy the flu. You know, I was suffering from a cold. Like, were you enjoying a cold?
Yeah.
Well, they tell us that every year, Hawk, so they can inject us with poisons and keep us under control.
I'm just hoping for a dainty flu season this year. That's what I'm looking for.
Thank you, Cato.
Worst injuries or bugs your kids can come home with, they say, an allergic reaction. So some kid ate peanut butter at the cafeteria table. Now your kid's got to come home.
Gotcha.
They won't be coming home if they have such severe allergies to peanuts. They won't even make it home. It's sad.
Oh, my kid's going to have a peanut butter sandwich.
Okay. Strep throat is another thing they're saying.
You just said they weren't going to have kids.
If I have
Strep throat's not great, but that's easy to treat. We often hope it's strep throat because you throw an antibiotic at it, it's gone. Uh-huh. It's the viral stuff that you don't want to hear. Like, and also, I think mono, is that on there?
No, it's not.
I mean, that went through our school like crazy, and everyone had the kissing disease.
Oh, wow.
So
what were they doing at your school?
Kissing.
Chicken pox were mentioned.
That's a bad one.
If your kid has chicken pox, keep them at home.
Oh, you know, how about all those things?
I agree.
I mean, that's the problem. You got parents that are like, I can't take off work. I can't do this. I'll just send my kid to school and infect everybody else.
When I was a kid, I don't remember who in our neighborhood got the chicken pox first, but all our parents got together and had a chicken pox party.
Yep, I've heard of that.
We all got it at the same time and dealt with it, and now...
They don't do it these days, I don't think.
And the bad thing is, well, there's a vaccination now, but the bad thing is some kids get it worse than others. I mean, I got permanent scars on my body, my forehead, these big craters where I had this chicken pox. I had them bad.
Because you scratched.
I was 7 years old, and I had itchy, scratchy things all over me.
Some moms put, like, socks over their kids' hands so they can't scratch.
And they put, like, a chicken pox ointment on there, and then they'll blow it off. Hold still, honey.
Chamomile.
I don't know what you're doing right now, but Heidi's family sounds like they may have put like one of those dog collar, the cones on her head or something.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
No,
actually,
it's not.
That would work.
Yeah.
Not okay. It's not a good idea.
All right, lice. That'll make you itch. That's what the kids are bringing home from school.
Oh yeah.
And this one surprised me.
Oh, one of these surprised you.
One of them did. It really did because I think this will be a big issue when it happens.
Okay.
Worst injury or bug your kid can come home with from school: a broken heart.
Aw.
Imagine the first time that your kid's going to come home and they get broken up with. And you have to kind of walk them through that process.
I think I'll actually be very skilled at this.
Here's what Daddy did, son.
I've been through that a few times.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.